Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is an exploration into the transformation that's happening around the planet. And each week I talk to different guests who are bringing in new energies, new ideas, and new realities. And tonight's guest is very much along those lines. She is a host right here at BBS. I'm going to be talking to Elizabeth Joyce about her new book, Ascension, Ascending the Fifth Dimension. Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Alan. How are you doing after yesterday?
Yes, I met Elizabeth at the AMA program, the Hugging Saint, and she's a big part of that community and staff. So I had a great time. This is a real, I mean, we're going to be talking about the fifth dimension and we'll talk about what that means, but this person, AMA, really lives in that other dimension or beyond that. But wouldn't you say she's at least a fifth dimensional being?
She's a 12th dimensional. She's a fully realized saint, and I believe that she is really God incarnated in a body, which means, Alan, that she's only a portion of who she is. You know,
right.
You talk about other worlds and parallel worlds.
Right, but I think we're all God incarnated in the body. Just some people have realized that potential, like her, like Buddha, Jesus, maybe. These people have realized they are God incarnational selves, and we have yet to realize that.
Well, I think she's a person that's here without karma, without any attachments, and she's just here to give love and to help us evolve as a race, as a species. Mm-hmm. I really believe that.
Oh, I think so, too. I think that's all our destinies when we get on track. I think let me tell you what I think the fifth dimension is. I think our bodies are living in the third dimension. And most people really don't live in the third dimension. They live in the fourth, what I call the fourth dimension. It's a little bit different than yours. But the fourth dimension to me is the emotional realities. It's the
drama. That's third dimension. Nope. Fourth dimension is without the emotional. Third dimension is emotional. Most of us live in the third dimension. Okay. There are some of us, maybe 25%, that have gotten to the fourth dimension.
Okay, but I call the third dimension, this is what I'm calling it, just the body. I mean, we can call it whatever, just the physicality where trees and animals and objects live. What do they live in if we're living in the third dimension? That's a third dimension there.
Well, they live in the third dimension as well.
They don't.
The fourth dimension.
No, I call the third. This is. Yes, what's the fourth dimension to you?
Is the next step up. Dimensionally speaking, it's the next step up. There is a link between the first and between the fourth and third dimension, and the mental emotional body. The mental emotional body is the part that can travel the astral train. Once somebody can travel the astral train, Alan, then you're correct. Then they're in the fourth dimension. But I was referring.
No, but most people. But for me, if you look around, most people are not living in their bodies. They're living in their emotional landscape. That's how you can talk on the phone. That's how we can have this conversation. We are emotional realities. This is what I'm calling, let's say, the fourth dimension, the mental-emotional state. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
this is transcending physicality and living in the drama of human existence.
Yeah, and that drama can get pretty intense. It does. And then the higher realms, the more that we meditate, the more that we go out of our body and meditate, the higher we can pull up our reality and truly create a new reality. Which is what
you were doing on
the weekend.
That's right. That is what I call the fifth dimension. When we go inward and we transcend those mental, emotional situations and rise to the deeper source of who we are, that is starting the ascension, the fifth dimension
is also being able to work and travel extensively with your universal body. AMA teaches about it at the retreats, and she talks about the universal body. So what we're doing in the next 30 years of evolution is developing our universal body so that we can both work our spiritual chakras and our universal body and then our physical chakras in our physical body, and we can transcend. So we can go from the physical to the spiritual and the spiritual to the physical. We can go from here to Pleiades or Pleiades to wherever and then come back. That's what the fifth dimension is going to be.
So anyway, talk about then activating this. Talk about that. Talk about
working on the universal body.
Yeah, talk about how we actually do work on the universal body.
Okay, we have two bodies. One is our universal body, which can travel through all the dimensions. And one is our physical body, which is kind of stuck and planted here on Earth, just like a tree or a plant. The universal body is very weak in most people. The people that don't meditate, the people that don't practice a spiritual practice, really sometimes have a fear of the universal body. But you know, Alan, when you have a dream and the dream seems real, oh my God, I had a dream last night and I felt like I was really there. Well, that's your universal body. Yeah. And now we are being told how to work that part of us and strengthen it so that it can become real and useful to us. So we're creating a new tool for life. And that's done by working your spiritual chakras. And the spiritual chakras...
Well, tell us about that.
Sure. The spiritual chakras are the chakras that are outside of the body. Above the crown chakra, which is our seventh chakra at the top of our head, about 8 feet up, is our eighth chakra. Then you go to behind
Wait, 1 second, Elizabeth. Seth is saying that our connection is not so good here. Should we call back? Okay, he's saying my sound. Okay, so I'm going to just change my sound here. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Keep going. Start that over. Start that over.
The eighth chakra is the first spiritual chakra. It's about 8 feet above the crown chakra, and
can you tell me what chakras are though? What
chakras are our emotional? They're spinning wheels of light, and they connect with each other through a string. Some people would call that your silver cord, and they extend beyond the body into the universal body. The universal body has its own set of chakras. The physical body has its own set of chakras. When you connect them through the crown chakra, well, there's three ways that you connect, which I'm going to explain, then you can be a part of your universal body. Now, some people call it the etheric body, or they call it the light body. But Amma has asked us to call it the universal body.
Okay, so what I'm interested in, I'm not actually interested in the labels. I'm interested in the states of consciousness that are associated with those bodies.
Okay, well, I was beginning to explain it, and I guess it takes a little while.
Okay, good.
So did you want me to continue with explaining the chakras, or do you want me to swing over
explain the chakras. Do explain the chakras, and then can you just outline then the states of consciousness that are associated? Because okay, good. Please. Thank you.
Okay.
Continue.
Then you want to go behind the head, and behind the head is the 8.5 chakra. The 8.5 chakra is directly behind where you had your little baby's, what is that called? It's got a name, the crown of the head, I guess. And then the 9th chakra is between the occipital bones and the back of the head. They all are circles of light, and they all have a vibration. They all rule over the body, and they all have different specific things to do, so that the 8.5 chakra is the filter. We also have a new aura level to the body, the 4th level to the aura. And the 4th level to the aura is the one that, excuse me just a minute, I'm trying to get something for you. The 4th level to the aura is the one that opens up and brings in the fifth dimension energies, and it's the color of it is amber. So the amber color of the 8.5 chakra filters all of this higher energy that you feel when you're with somebody of higher energy, like Alma, when you feel that energy in the room, that's fifth dimension energy coming in. And it's coming in to help you learn how to filter it and use it in your life on this planet. Because if it all came in together, we'd be burned up. We really would. So
okay, I get the fifth dimensional energies when I'm with Alma. I do feel like my crown is opening up, and I'm transcending the mental, emotional body. So I have that awareness, and I think this is where we're going as a planetary race. I think that is what the truth about 2012 is. It's starting to live in those upper chakras. Isn't that what
Absolutely.
You're saying?
Absolutely. And so I've gotten it all broken down. For example, the crown chakra, the sutras are your holy words, or the words that Deepak Chopra teaches to put in each chakra, to think the sutras as you're opening each chakra or working each chakra. And the crown center is immortality, infinity, grace, and bliss. So that's the knowledge that we get when we access the crown chakra. And you know when somebody has a kundalini experience, Alan, that's what they feel. When you go to the eighth chakra, you feel compassion, selflessness, telepathy, and your spiritual skills begin to open.
Right. I totally agree with that. And there's many people bringing through this fifth dimensional reality. I just did a workshop with Richard Bartlett. Do you know who he is? Matrix Energetic.
I've heard the
name.
He
is living in a fifth dimensional, multidimensional reality, because what he does in his healing work is uncollapse the wave function. You know, when it's either a particles, it's light or atomic structures are either particles or waves. When they
Correct.
Become a particle, they become solidified. When you uncollapse the wave function, everything, it no longer is a particle. It's all a fluid wave.
That's correct, and that's how you remove disease.
Right, and this is also how you access higher potentials or parallel potentials. That is part of this fifth dimensional reality we're moving into. That's what
I think. So the 8.5 chakra opens the spine, and it opens up your body to higher vibrations. It strengthens your aura. It raises your vibration. It brings in the fifth dimension energies, and it brings that balance and acceptance. And sometimes when you start working these chakras, a lot of fear comes in, or you start remembering past lives and you don't know what's happening to you. So everything is a process. It's not something that you can hurry up, you know, and do. This has to be learned, and you have to allow yourself to mature into it. The ninth chakra in the back of your head unlocks your spiritual skills, and it starts to work your pineal gland. It's the soul blueprint. It carries all of the karma from everything in all past lives. It holds your Akashic records, and it gives you the entrance to your higher abilities and higher spiritual decisions. The 10th chakra is called the heart center of the spiritual body. It brings you total oneness, the heart with the heart. When the physical heart chakra, which is the 5th chakra, merges with the 10th chakra, you really feel the total oneness. And that has healing power.
Where's the 10th chakra? Where is the 10th chakra?
It's above the 8th chakra. So you go to the back of the head for the 8.5 and the 9th, then you go above the 8th, which is above the crown, to the 10th. So the chakra above the 8th chakra is the 10th chakra. And that holds healing power. And very, very few people have access to their 10th chakra.
Well, I think the 10th chakra is, describe what that does again, because I think we have aspects of all of that encoded in us, and sometimes they come online. But so the 10th chakra.
That's not how I've learned it, Alan. That's not how I've learned it. The healing is the heart center. It's the healing power, forgiveness, merging, and joy. But it is the chakra, Alan, that once you access it, you don't go back to your old thoughts. In other words, supposing you wanted to forgive somebody that hurt you, and you forgave them, and then you started getting resentment 5 and 6 months down the road. That sometimes can happen. Or you have a thought about resentment. Or maybe you regret forgiving them. This is human. But when you get to the 10th chakra, none of that exists. Once you get there, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying?
So once you're living in the 10th chakra, you are, it's activated, it's on. So, right. So even if you've had forgiveness, so this is about the activation of these upper chakras moving into the fifth dimension. That's what you're saying.
The activation of chakras are going to move you into the fifth dimension. Because we're going to have a whole new age, a whole new world. And it's a time of renewal. It's a time of refreshing our spiritual energy. And it's a time of bringing in new possibilities. Because you're going to get to the point, once you get the ninth chakra open, you're going to begin to manifest. And that means
what do you mean? What do you mean by because people are manifesting all the time.
I'm sure they are, but they're manifesting faster now. Haven't you felt the speed up? And they're doing it differently than they used to do it years ago, Alan. They're doing it differently than they used to do years ago.
What do you mean? How are they doing it differently?
Well, years ago when you wanted to manifest something, you had to find somebody, you had to have a money investment, you had to do this, you had to do that. And it took time. Look at somebody that's created a patent or even somebody that may have done a beautiful painting. But now it's almost instant. If you want to do something, people come right into your life. 1, 2, 3, the new reality, the new reality is that when you think it, you can activate it because all of a sudden, some people are going to fall away from your life that because you're vibrating to a higher rate, and some people are going to come into your life that are going to help you accomplish what you need to accomplish. So I call it an instant simulcast. Once you're meditating and you're opening these higher chakras, you're going to send out a radio signal from your body, and the people that are in tune with you are going to come into that, and you're going to create something.
So the 11th chakra is
the 11th chakra is the mother. It's soul healing and unity. It brings us telekinesis, universal love, the mother, and spiritual realization. Between the 10th and the 11th chakra, you're going to learn how to levitate and also how to teleportation. You'll be able to do that. That doesn't mean that you take the body with you. It means that you create another body wherever you're going. I can give you a story from Sai Baba if you'd like.
Well, the Taoists have been doing this for a long time. The ancient Taoists immortals have been creating a story. You're going to give me a story from Satya Sai Baba or Shirdi Sai Baba?
The one that just passed.
Satya. Okay, what Satya story? Baba. Tell me about it.
Well, there was a man from Japan that went to see Sai Baba, and he was very sad because he had only a certain vacation time, and during the time he was with Sai Baba, it was his parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And so he was sad, and he felt like he wanted to be at the wedding anniversary too. So Sai Baba said, close your eyes. So the man closed his eyes, and he had his eyes closed for 3 days. And he just sat there meditating for 3 days. And then when he came back and he opened his eyes, he was ecstatic. He had gone to the party. He knew what he wore. He saw all his friends. He had had a great time. And he described it to Sai Baba. So he had teleported and created another body back from his where he lived with his parents. And he went to the party while he meditated.
So people have been able to do this throughout the age. But you're saying this will be more because the frequency of the planet is changing, because our bodies are changing, because our brains are getting more flexible and fluid within this ascension process. This will be more accessible for everybody.
Yes, that's correct.
But the way to access this is to live a spiritual life, I suppose.
Well,
right?
To live a spiritual life and to learn about these sutras and your chakras and to learn how to work them, which is what I'm doing. I had asked Alma 2 years ago to put a book inside of me that would open up the hearts of thousands and create love on the universe. And I got ascension, accessing the fifth dimension. And now I'm doing a workbook. and the workbook shows you how to do this. I've also created a CD with a meditation of activating your spiritual chakras, and I've written an invocation so that you can invoke them. And that's available on my BBS Radio website. Let's find out.
Oh, when is your BBS show on? BBS?
It's on Sunday nights every other week at 9 p.m.
I see. So let's go to the 12th chakra.
The 12th chakra is the universal body ascension, and it represents infinity, and it brings us advanced spiritual skills, teleportation, bilocation, and it represents the Father. In fact, I had a diagram of all of the chakras that I took up to Mother on Sunday, and she traced them from the foot all the way up to infinity, and she was making this circle with her finger of infinity, and I looked at her and I said, that's the dimension where you live. And she laughed. She got the biggest kick out of that, because that's the dimension where the saints live. Beyond the 12th dimension is where you will find Jesus the Lord or Mother Mary or Amma or any of the saints. They live beyond the 12th dimension.
But we're all evolving towards these higher levels, right? So 2012, what do you feel then 2012 will be, like an activation of these higher chakras?
That's part of it. But the other part of it is that we're going to be going through the proton belt. And as we go through the proton belt, everything's going to shift. I even think our electricity is going to change. But there's been something else that's been given to me through this learning process of the new spiritual chakras. And that's something called the divine seals. The divine seals is the newest healing modality on the planet. It is beyond Eric Pearl and the reconnection. It is beyond Reiki. It is absolutely fantabulous, and you work with your spiritual chakras.
Well, how do you access that? Tell me about this, then. This sounds really amazing.
It is amazing. I was sitting in my living room one afternoon, and my hand started to move, and I couldn't get it to stop moving, and it kept almost like a gyration, Alan. And it was very scary because I couldn't get it to stop. And as I looked at what it was doing, I said, oh, my goodness, it's creating the sign of Capricorn. And that was one of the seals. It was the first seal that came in. It represents the solar plexus. So now I have all 12 seals, all 12 chakras, all the colors of which one is, what they rule, and what they do. And it took me a year and a half.
The seals are different than the chakras, you're saying?
The seals are different than the chakras. The seals basically are astrological signs, and they get placed into each chakra. Now, I started researching this, and I found out that way back in Atlantis and in the early healing days, they used these seals for healing in different areas of the body. You know, the physical chakras rule certain areas of the body. Well, so
right,
do the spiritual chakras. So do the spiritual chakras. For example, the spleen chakra, the second chakra, rules the spleen, the sexual organs, the sacral, and the lower back. But the ninth chakra unlocks your spiritual skills. It unlocks the pineal gland, and it unlocks the left brain. When the ninth chakra behind your head begins to open, it creates a line to the sixth chakra, which is your third eye. And an energetic line goes between the pineal gland and the pituitary, opening up to the third eye and a little bit out beyond the third eye, which I call the point of power. And that's where you're going to begin to do healing. It's just fascinating.
Well, wait, talk about the seals and what's the purpose of the seals and how do all the seals...
The purpose of the seals is to put the body, the physical body, in balance with the universal body. There's a rule. If all of the chakras are spinning at the right, correct rates, there can be no dis-ease. So if you get all of the spiritual chakras to spin at a perfect rate, the disease is removed from the body. If you have an ache in the back, it's going to get removed. If you have a problem with your stomach, it's going to get removed. It improves your health to work with the divine seals. They bring in balance quickly, very quickly.
The seals are related to the zodiac signs, and each sign is connected to a chakra, right?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Correct. Okay. And then you learn how to, you can do the seals to another person with your hand motions, and you can create healing. Just like Reiki uses certain mantras and certain signs themselves, this is the same type of advanced thing, advanced healing modality. So that you make the signs on the body, up the body, and then you run a string of, you've heard of the purple ray, the divine ray from Saint Germain?
Yeah, the violet ray, yeah.
The violet ray is used right through the center, right up the midline of the body, right up into the higher centers of the chakras, and then you bring up the white light, and that body is tied into the universal body, and it will begin to learn its advanced spiritual skills.
I see. So then, now the healing aspect is just to activate the seals? Is that what happens?
Well, I'll give you what, do you know Richard Schulman, the musician?
Yeah,
Richard Schulman is a wonderful friend of mine. He did a CC and a CC, and he did Higher Dimension. He wrote those pieces of music. He came to do a workshop with me this last Christmas time. It happened to be December 5th, which was the day that our first planet moved in alignment with the galaxy, and that was Mars. So I had 16 people coming to this workshop, and I felt I had a spiritual presence on my right side just as we were beginning, saying, put the table in the middle of the room and put the lady in the blue shirt on the table and do the seals. So I did that. I put the lady on the table, and we worked the seals with her for 3 hours. Each person learned how to do the seals in the workshop. And when she got up, it was 3 hours later, I said to her, I'm sorry that you've been so ill. And she said, yes, I have been. I have two arteries in the heart that they're worried about. I have a scarred heart. I've had three strokes. I have blocked carotid arteries, and I really don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to go into the hospital on Wednesday. And they were going to try to put a stent in or something. Anyway, it didn't matter because I looked at her and I said, you realize that you're healed? And she said, yes. She said, I felt something leave my body. So I told her to drink a lot of water and to sleep a lot. The doctor called her the next day and postponed her appointment 2 weeks. So in 3 weeks, she went back to the hospital and she was resting and drinking water and doing the best she could. And everything was gone. Her heart was whole. There were no blockages in the arteries.
It's great. But what actually did you do to help the healing? What process did she do?
We applied the seals. We applied the seals to the body. I had 16 people, so 8 times we did the seals from the feet all the way up the body. We did the seals up to the ninth chakra, and it healed.
But when you say you did the seals, what exactly did you do? How do you do with the seal?
Okay, you start at the feet, and you do a seal over each chakra. This is what I'm going to be teaching around the world, Alan. You start at the feet, and you do a seal over each chakra. You go all the way up to the eighth chakra. After you do the seals, then you bring in your
seal. Can I just interrupt? When you say you do the seal, I don't know exactly what a seal is that you're doing. I mean, if you can just explain that, I'll have a better understanding.
Okay.
Say you do the
seal. You start at the foot chakra. The foot, the feet chakra is the sign of Virgo. Yes. The root chakra would be the sign of Aries. The spleen chakra is Cancer. The solar plexus is Capricorn. I'm very hesitant to say this because I'm concerned that some people might try to do it and there's a certain way to do it. Process to do it.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I was just thought you.
So
okay.
You apply anyway.
So
you
something specific.
Very, very specific. Very specific. And anyway,
that's
went
what
all
you
are
saying. I'm glad you explained that you didn't want to say it because that now I understand. Otherwise, so there is a specific movement that you've been
absolutely just like in Reiki. Just like in Reiki, or just like in the Reconnection, they have movements with their hands too. They do something entirely different, but they do crossovers with triangles, and they do the transverse lines. They do a lot. Anyway, so this is its own process, and it's very high. And it is. I feel very strongly that Mother put this in my body to get down on paper so they can be taught.
So there's 12 of these different types of movements, 12 seals
actually,
that you do.
13. There's 13 because of the 8.5 chakra. There's 13.
I see. And then you do it over all the chakras.
Don't do it over all the chakras. You do it over all the open chakras. And you usually don't have to go beyond 9th chakra.
I see. And then this healing power comes into the person's body. That's
correct.
What you're saying.
The alignment comes, and it aligns them with the fifth dimension. And then you seal it up with the Saint Germain violet ray. And I think that that's fascinating that I've learned how that's going to be used. And then you seal the aura. But I'm doing something called divine sittings, and I do twice a month. I've been doing this for more than a year, Alan, and we've been keeping track of how it affects the body. And the people come and they sit for an hour, and first of all, I clear their energies, and then I give them the seals, and their health improves. My friend...
You're going to be teaching people the seals, but anyway, your friend...
My friend has grandchildren, and this little six-year-old was very sick to his stomach one day, and she did the seals on his body, and the throwing up and sickness just disappeared within 2 hours.
So this is a whole new healing system you're bringing in.
Yes.
With this level of energy. Then let's talk about 2012 then. Where does that fit into this whole new activation for you?
Well, I think that some of the dread of 2012 is mumbo-jumbo. I think it's new age hype, and I think people are
I don't think there's anything to dread. I think 2012 is a time of high activation.
I do too. In other words, I don't think we're going to have the towering inferno in 2012. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's
spiritual awareness. I do think that we are going to have to go in to oneness and learning how to be a community with each other. I think that we are going to go to higher levels to do that, or it won't be able to be done. I think that we're going to let go of fear and be more harmonious with ourselves, with the planet, and with each other. I also do think that we are going to have upsurge in political power. I think it's going to be a very upsurging time, and I think that we're going to create change, you have to have destruction before reconstruction. So I do think that we are going to have some serious problems on the planet before we achieve this golden age. And that could take 30
years.
We are having serious problems. Of course we are.
The earthquake, the tsunamis, the droughts, the floods.
What you just said, the tsunamis, the floods, and the droughts is all weather, but I was talking more about people and the fighting for power and the changing of strength and the realizing that we can't have it the way that it's been. We've got to have more of a unity of power.
I think it's obviously changing already. I think the economic system is collapsing.
It is. We have about 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks?
Yep.
We have two more weeks for this current economy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think we're going to have a serious problem by the end of July. I also, I'm a very psychic lady, and I've been very well publicized with my predictions, and one of them is that we're going to go into some serious financial problems probably by the end of the summer. But that's
more than we've been having already.
President Obama coming on television and saying we have no money in this country.
I don't think he'd say that. I mean, what about all those people with all that money, you know? What's going to happen to them?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to anybody. It's just a concern.
Well, I want to ask you about your book, because there's this part where you talk about 2012, and you say the spiritual matrix will be integrated, or must be integrated into the physical bodies. By the spiritual matrix, you mean these higher chakras? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And when I wrote this book, I wrote this book 2 years ago, and ever since I've written the book, I've had so much higher information come in, And it's just amazing the way this is unflowering. It really is. So the spiritual chakras I did not have when I finished Ascension, accessing the fifth dimension. The rest of the chakras came in after I finished it. And a lot of the new healing modalities, the strengthening of the divine seals and the healing modalities came after I finished the book. And that's going to be in my workbook, which is about to go to press.
Oh, I see. But do you still feel there'll be this merging around that turn December 21st, 2012, where those spiritual matrix will actually be activated in most people?
I do. I do. I think that it's already begun. I see a big spiritual force starting in August of this year and then continuing for 8 to 10 months so that the people can get ready. It has to be quickly because we're coming into it so fast, Alan. We can't stop it.
Well, what I feel, that I get the sense of what you're saying, and I feel that people's realities, their way of perceiving, will shift because of this. And if they're not prepared to really embrace new realities or new ways of looking at the world around them, they won't know how to integrate this new awareness.
They'll go into
shock.
And
that's what's going to cause Trump.
Correct. Yes, that's why we have the eight and a half chakra is going to stop some people. But for some people, they won't be able to accept it. And I think that they'll be dropping the body and just going on to wherever they're going to be going on to. I also do believe that we will find out about sister galaxies and that we will find that there, of course, are existences on other planets. And you and I know that there's life in other worlds. We both know that very well.
But I also think we'll find parallel universes and actually find life parallel to our dimensional vibration, not just higher dimensions, but side dimensions.
Right, right. And I know you had mentioned that. I think that's fascinating. But what I saw, also another interesting thing that I saw, was the Earth being divided into five separate parts and that there would be dimensions, different dimensions in each part. So that was a vision I had. I think that's very interesting. Maybe you could help explain that.
Well, we're already sort of divided into five continents, five races. I think we're coming together in those ways. But I think what I get, I don't know about that, but there's a whole inner Earth civilization that's going to be reunited with the outer Earth being.
The inner Earth goes from the Sphinx all the way over to Machu Picchu. There's a tunnel. And supposedly, that's where we go. Supposedly, that's where we go right when we die. We descend into the inner Earth, and then we ascend to our assigned soul school.
No, but I'm talking about the inner Earth as a real physical place with three-dimensional beings or higher.
I am, too.
I mean, I don't think it's just when people die. I think there's a whole civilization inside the Earth right now.
Alan, when I said that, what I meant was that when we die in the third dimension, we are made aware of the inner Earth and those people of higher dimension. The reason that they are invisible and we can't see them is because we're not in their dimension. As you raise your dimension, the more aware you're going to become of other planets, other worlds, and other people because you'll be able to see them. You remember the Celestine prophecy and the last chapter where he talked about the people that were running from the other people, seeing them disappear and just going into another dimension. That was an excellent example that
I think that's where Bigfoot and Yetis, I think those beings actually go in and out of those dimensions as well. But you said So you saw the planet divided into five separate zones?
Is that what you're saying? And it was linear, but I'm sure that it meant more than that. I think that we have every single dimension that exists on this planet that we're just not aware of it. I really think that there's every dimension, all 12 of them, on this planet somewhere. And we haven't figured that out yet.
Absolutely. Well, some people have figured out. I just went on a portal tour. There's these interdimensional doorways, and I was just at one near, the top of this mountain in the Pyrenees. Mm-hmm. And there's they're passageways like Mount Shasta, Mount Rainier, like the Great Pyramid in Egypt. I mean, that is a portal to to other dimensions. And then there's things like Montauk, which are not very nice portals. They're kind of like, take you down
into the lower.
Yes.
I was in Egypt, and I got to stay overnight inside the pyramid in the king's chamber. And Egypt was very powerful. I was with a group. I was with the University of Florida, a research group. And it was very exciting.
And what did you see? What did you see in the king's chamber?
I realized that at the top of the pyramid, there are three open holes. One of them faces Syria. The other one faces Orion. And then there's a third one. I forget the name of it. And they all bring a light into the center of the pyramid at certain times of the year so that the center of the pyramid becomes a point of power. I believe that the Sphinx is the center of the earth, placed right where it should be strategically. And I believe that the other galaxies of this is during the summer solstice and the winter solstice that this light comes through these portals and creates a point of power right in the center of the pyramid, which helps keep the earth in balance. And they could be sending signals down. They could be sending vibrations down. They could be sending healing down. But I feel that it's very powerful and very good. Very balancing.
Well, I agree. And another example of these fifth dimensional energies are the crop circles in England. I was there last year, and these designs are two dimensions because they're flat, representing three dimensional objects or fourth and fifth dimensional hypergeometries.
Right,
that are being encoded into the earth and into our bodies. So
that's very much
evidence.
Right. I think they could even be some mathematical formulas giving us new technology, but that we aren't aware of it at this point.
Okay.
I've always felt that about the crop circles.
People are studying that. Governments are covering up what they're really learning from those
and
crop circles.
When I said we aren't aware of it, I meant the general public, not the scientists that are being secret. But I do think that they hold wonderful messages that are going to improve our life quality.
Right, and if you focus on some of the later ones that are these three-dimensional cubes, I think they are actually fifth-dimensional objects that are here to encode us and activate the higher frequencies in our brains just by meditating on these shapes.
Right.
So
and the frequency,
you might enjoy looking at some of them.
I've been to England, and I've looked at them, and I just did a cruise with Dana Brinkley and Susan Shumsky, and Barbara was on the cruise, and she's the one that takes people over to England and studies the crop circles. It was fascinating. There were scientists there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I presented the divine seals on the cruise and the higher chakras. That was my part of it. So it's all very exciting. We're all coming together. And we're all going to have
But what does Amma say about, you know, this woman that we were with, about 2012? How does she feel about
She feels that there will be some chaos, and she feels that there's going to be parts of the world that won't be safe, and she feels that we have to get through it. It's time for you to program yourself. She teaches the I Am meditation, which is the highest yoga that you can learn, and she does finish it with working your chakras up to the eighth chakra, so she is getting you into your spiritual body. She's teaching us about working our chakras on a daily basis, that is what will keep us balanced, safe, and aligned with new frequencies. She's teaching us about our universal body, that we will be using it, and she's teaching us not to be in fear, that there's going to be a lot of fear around because of the changes that are happening. The changes are both physical changes on the earth and changes in powers and governments. And she teaches us to just, you know, be still, be within, and wait for it to pass. And then we'll come out and we'll lead different lives. We'll lead more harmonious lives. She's not telling us what the details are.
Well, but do you feel like there will be a moment like on December 22nd, 2012, where where it'll be like, okay, we're in this new place, or is it more gradual? It feels to me like it'll be more gradual, but what do you sense?
It will be gradual unless we start entering the proton belt. Then there's going to be that 72 hours that Greg Braden writes about. There's going to be that 3 days of darkness. We're supposed to go into 2,000 years of light. No darkness, 2,000 years of light. We're going to go through the hub. We're going to go through something called the hub, which is the entrance into the proton belt. The whole solar system is going through this, and it's going to show us another sun. We're supposed to have two suns. We're supposed to go through this hub and then have two suns, and the second sun is called the fifth dimensional sun, and we're going to have 2,000 years of light, and then we're going to go through the other side of the hub, and that'll bring us back to the 24-hour cycle again. So our life is going to change. Our electric is going to change. Some people already know this. As you said, there are people researching this, and the people that are doing quantum healing or quantum jumping do know that this is coming and are trying to plan for it.
Wait, are you saying that there's not going to be any nighttime on the Earth? Is that what you're saying?
If we go through the proton belt, yes, that is what I'm saying. And I'm saying that it's happened before.
Uh-huh. So for 2,000 years, we're not going to have any darkness?
And that will change our planting system. It's going to change our planting system. Everything. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
That's very drastic. That is a huge transformation.
Yes.
How do we know if we are going to go to, is it the proton belt or the photon belt?
Photon, P-H-O-T-O-N.
Photon.
Yeah,
so how
photon.
Do we know if it's, can we sense it? Can we sense
yes,
the photon
yes.
belt?
Yes. Yes, they see it and they know that we're coming to it, but they are not publicizing it, Alan, because they're afraid of drastic fear.
Who sees it? The scientists?
The scientists and the telescopes. And I wish I knew who sees it, but I've only just learned about it myself. And the way that I've learned about it is through meditation.
So do you think then on 2012 we'll be going through this photon belt and lighting up?
It's a possibility. I think that's part of... Yes, I think it's going to be that era. I can't predict the day. I would feel very silly trying to predict the day. But yes, I do feel that it's going to be around that time. And some people think that it's going to start in October of this year. And the other thing that I do know is that it's being questioned as to whether or not the sun is going to go through it first or the earth is going to go through it first. And there will be a different reaction if the sun goes through it first, then if the earth goes through it first.
So is there these photons that exist within this new galactic space that just will sort of light up our atmosphere? Is that the science behind
yes.
the light?
Yes, from what I understand.
So
yes.
We're moving into a place within the galaxy that has kind of all these photons, and that's what's called the photon belt. That's really drastically going to change everything about our culture, society. That's major.
Yeah, it is. But it's certainly not dark forces blowing us up, and it's certainly not, volcanic ash burning everybody. It's a new experience that we're all going to have to learn to adapt to, and if you know about it ahead of time, you don't have to go into fear.
Right, because people will freak out when there's
right,
no night,
right.
you know.
And remember, Alan, there are people that know about this that are working on it, so thank goodness for that.
Well, what do you say, working on it? It doesn't seem like there's much anyone could do. If it happens, it happens.
Well, they seem to be picking up the brand new technology so that our electric system as we know it now will no longer exist. So some people are picking up a new technology. Believe it or not, it's with hydrogen and water, from what I understand. It's fascinating with what I've been learning over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like we're in for a lot of changes. And so this system that you've developed will help balance the body for some of these changes.
It will prepare everybody. That's true. That's right. And that's what we need to do. We need to get this done quickly.
that's why you've been downloaded with this, to help share this for this preparation. I mean, would you say diet is also a part of this, changing what we're eating?
You know, that I wasn't focusing on that as much as I was focusing on, have you heard of scalar waves? You know what scalar waves are? The waves that,
I've heard of that change the weather?
Okay.
Scalar waves.
Okay, you say scalar waves. I'm sorry. they're going to be changing, and the we're going to open up a double helix with our DNA. We're going to open up the other 10 strands of our DNA, which is part of what the Rainbow Children and the you know, the ones that Jim Twyman wrote about.
The crystal.
The indigo. That's what I was trying to think. I'm sorry. The indigo children. Yes. And it's just going to be fascinating. It's important to understand that our galaxy's transition is going to change us, our consciousness and mankind, in profound ways in 2012. This explains why the power elite have not brought it to our attention. It certainly isn't in the newspaper every day about how we're coming along and what's going on. There is going to be a shift, and it will be huge.
Well, it is huge. If we do not have any darkness, that's going to change our food production. It's going to change every part of our culture. I mean, that's a new paradigm for all of us. And I think it is in the age of light, as they said. So maybe the people who predicted the age of light, this might be what they mean.
I did a paragraph of writing, and I just found it. Let me read it to you. It's by Paul Otto Hess, who is a research scientist. If the Earth enters the photon belt first, everything will look like a great blaze, like a real pictorial fireworks. But if the sun enters it first, according to the calculations that have been made, irradiation would interfere with the solar rays, and for this reason there would be darkness that would last 110 hours, after which everything would return to normal. And unlike the first case, in which everything would look like a great blaze, in the second case, darkness would envelop the Earth. But there would be no darkness, really, because everything would be sprinkled with light. To give you an idea, it would be like a rainfall of stars upon the face of the Earth. Afterwards, everything would return to normal. In any case, our Earth, deep within the alkaline rings, will be submitted into a very special radiation. The molecules, these being iron, phosphorus, calcium, copper, nitrogen, carbon, would be completely modified due to this radiation. And this means you will see a change in matter.
Okay, where'd you get that from? Where can we follow up with
Paul
that?
Paul Otto Hess. This is from Paul Otto, O-T-T-O-H-E-S-S-E.
On his website?
On his website, correct.
Paul Otto Hess. I think we have to wrap up. We're almost out of time. Just tell people how to find you and where you're giving your workshops and how to find
you. Well, I'm Elizabeth Joyce. My book is Ascension, Accessing the First Dimension, the Fifth Dimension. My website is www.new-visions.com, and you can reach me at 201-934-8986. That is my phone number, and all of what I'm doing and the schedules of workshops are on the website, www.new-visions.com.
That's great. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being a guest, and you'll let me know about any updates in these really amazing times of change that we're moving into.
And it's been my pleasure, Alan. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, yes, and I'll have to do your program and lay out some of the visions I've seen.
Oh, I would love you to. We'll do that at the end of the summer.
Okay, great. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. I've been talking to Elizabeth Joyce, who's also a host here on BBS Radio. So if you want to reach me, check my website, newrealities.com. And email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And thank you for listening. See you next week.
Walking home in the middle of the night, that's my favorite home. Waking up in the middle of my life, less than what it seems. Feel the fire, come alive. much.